to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
There's a human being that's setting off with another human being to do great work for plenty human beings. What am I talking about? The legend that is David Greer is live in studio with us this morning. He and Andrew are heading off to go and put their feet where their mouths are. He is one of the founders of Miles for Smiles, an organization that does incredible work raising funds for Operation Smile. Now, you might ask yourself, well, tell us more. What is this all about? Well, ladies and gents, the man, the legend, David Greer. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah.
David, you're an incredible human being, and you and Andy, because you know, many moons ago, and I think now we're almost on 20 years that you've been putting your best foot forward and being out there smashing through all kinds of terrain, whether it's running, cycling, swimming, putting your body out there to raise funds for an incredible organization, Operation Smile. So let's talk about Miles for Smiles. Yesterday we were chatting, over 11 million rand has been raised. Ladies and gentlemen, 11 million.
Wow.
That's just unbelievable. Mm. When did this hit you that this is what you wanted to do?
I don't really know, but I was a chef for 35 years and I was quite a porker. I weighed about 15 to 18, yeah, about 115, 118 kilos. I was quite large. And one day that kitchen door opened and I bolted and I thought, you know, I've got to do something about myself. And yeah, I've been running ever since. And it was weird. Andrew, who I run with, Andrew
yes.
Stewart,
yes.
He worked front of house in the restaurant. So I started running first, but he's always been faster and better. But yeah, and then we ended up then sort of maybe 10 years later ending up running together. Yeah, so we'd work together and now we adventure together.
Yeah.
And now we're talking, I mean, we talk like this was the other day. I mean, this was a while back. We've been, Miles for Smiles, you've been doing this for close on almost 20 years of your life. And every year you find more challenges that haven't been done, things that maybe have been done. You do them differently. You go and you look at how you can go and do something spectacular. And all for a great cause. You talk about being in the process of watching these kids go through and transforming. If you don't know what it is like to have a child, and cleft palates don't choose. I mean, you don't go, I'm going to choose to have a child with a cleft palate. It doesn't choose because an income group, it doesn't choose. Children are born and this is how they're born. That's it. There's a one in whatever the stat is, but when they're born with any kind of cleft deformity, they need to go and have an operation. And for many, it's not financially viable. They can't do it. And watching the process and watching, do you remember your first process of watching a child go in and the parents look on their face after the procedure?
Yeah, when I came back from the first run of the Great Wall of China, and we were up at in Empangeni at a hospital there, and they had 32 children to go through surgery, and we just got back, and I was standing outside theater terrified. But when I looked around me at the mothers and the children, I thought, you know, the little bit of fear that I have going in there, imagine that child or that parent coming from rural KZN and walking into this hospital and what they face and the life of torment that child has had leading up to this. And it's not only the child, the whole family is ostracized.
Sure.
And you know, when you go into theater and that mother gives off that little child to the anesthetist, and you go into theater and you just watch this magic unfolding as these surgeons create this magic. And then the anesthetist walks out with that little child and the mother's called and they hand that child back to that mother. And just to see that mom's face light up. And as I said to you yesterday, it's that parental bond between a mother and a child that's rekindled again. And I remember in at Mount Freer in the Eastern Cape, there was surgery there, and this mother had given away her little daughter. Her name was Zama, and she had a bilateral cleft. And when we returned the child to her mom, and she looked down at this little girl, and all she said in Xhosa was "Buhle," which is "you beautiful."
Beautiful.
You know, and you know, to see that grotesque little face transformed into this beauty, and then you can imagine behind the scenes of this family being reunited around the surgery as well. So it brings the greater community back together and releases that child back into life. And that to us is the part that really pushes us when you can't do anymore, when you're in a selfish moment and you just think of yourself, it's not about you, it's about the people around you.
Sure.
And Andy, for the first time, he went to surgery now in Mthatha. We did another 23 kids there with Op Smile. It was his first mission. After all this running, he's done it. And he was saying to me, he now knows why he does what he does.
Sure.
It's amazing.
David, I look at this coming chapter now, and you're running, correct me if I'm wrong, over 3,000 kilometers. You run the whole distance of Portugal. And then the idea was first to do Madeira, and you thought, well, that's just too boring. I've got to run around for like, well, what's the distance, like 300 or 400 kilometers? He's like, that's nothing. Let's do something a bit more challenging.
Yeah, it's not actually that long. This one's a bit shorter. It's 1,500 kilometers.
Okay, yeah. But normally you do 3,000-4,000 kilometers.
Yeah, the last run that we did was 4,200. I went back to China and ran the wall in the other direction. With Andy. But this Madeira run, and the reason why we're doing, not Madeira, the Portugal run.
Yeah.
The reason why we're doing it is I met up with Paula, the head of Opsmile in Mozambique. I was astounded to find out there are 14,000 children in Mozambique that need surgery. It is unbelievable. There's a combination of reasons for it. And Paula said, David, please, can't you help us with this? And we thought, how can we assist the kids in Mozambique?
Yeah.
So the idea came was the relationship between Portugal and Mozambique. And I thought, if I could go to Portugal and create awareness for the plight of these kids, and imagine instead of raising in rands, raising in euros.
Yeah.
So it's going to be difficult because it's a language barrier. Raising funds in Europe, it's the first time we've pushed hard for that. And, it was amazing. We've already raised 11,000 rand and we haven't taken a step yet. So that's really two kids already that are assisted. Yeah. But it's going to be a difficult one. But if we just create awareness, you know, awareness is the first step.
Absolutely.
So if you create enough awareness, the rest will trickle.
We're going to give those details out now, how you can get involved with Miles for Smiles and Operation Smile. Importantly, backing David and Andy's run. I asked, in my mind I'm going, so David runs the day, stops, checks into a hotel, next day gets up, has a nice buffet breakfast. No.
Mm-mm.
They arrive, they've got a backpack that weighs about 10-12 kilograms. That is their entire life inside that backpack. Their sleeping bag, possible tent. They've got to transport that and trek that throughout this entire journey. That is it. David, that is a tough task.
Yeah, I can't tell you what's in there. Yeah. And Andy, when we got our backpacks the other day, he says, make sure mine's a different color.
I love that.
So,
David, how do people get hold of you? How do people donate if they can? How do they contribute?
So the easiest is our Give and Gain platform.
Yeah.
It's Miles for Smiles Portugal, and they've made it incredibly easy for you to donate there. So if you go on there, help us out. We've also got an Instagram page that starts going live today,
okay. And
that's also Miles for Smiles Portugal. And then there's my events page, which is DMM Greer on Facebook. So, through those platforms, but... it'll be amazing if we can hit a target. We're trying to raise $500,000, and let's see what happens. And I just want to thank the Smile FM community for last year, what you guys did in Smile Month. I really want to thank all of you out there. It was incredible what you did, and so much appreciation for that.
Looking forward to doing it again.
Cool.
Absolutely. And David, looking forward to touching base with you. Are you going to be contactable that side? Can we get hold of you there?
Yeah.
Stunning. Okay. We're going to touch base with you and find out where exactly in Portugal you are and how the legs you and Andy are feeling, et cetera, and give you just a bit of gears from the Western
Cape.
So
amazing.
You can feel the love from
the side.
It'll
be amazing, yeah.
David Greer, Miles for Smiles, Operation Smile beneficiary of benefiting from this incredible endeavor once again that David and Andy are putting their bodies through. All the very best. Travel safe, David, and we see you on the other side.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.